To Bangkok now, where 9 million residents are nervously watching rising floodwaters and wondering whether high tides will finally flood the heart of the capital. About a third of Thailand is now submerged, and satellite maps show Bangkok's almost entirely surrounded by water. There are fears of an urban disaster, with the chance of up to 40% of the capital being inundated during peak tides over the next couple of days. Cathy Van Extel reports.
The country's worst flooding in half a century, caused by 3 months of unusually heavy monsoon rain, has killed more than 360 people nationwide since July, causing billions of dollars in damage and forcing the closure of Bangkok's second largest airport. It's a tense time in the capital. Those who haven't fled the city are bracing themselves and their properties for flooding, unclear of just how bad it might get. The ABC Southeast Asia correspondent, Zoe Daniel, says there's a lot of anger and frustration about conflicting information from the government.
People who are in inner Bangkok are still unsure about what to expect. We know that high tides will hit this weekend and going through until Monday or Tuesday, but the impact on the metropolitan and inner city area of Bangkok is still unclear, and the height of the water has been predicted to be anything between 10 centimetres and 1.5 metres. So you can imagine how difficult it is for people to plan based on that.
The government's declared a five-day holiday. What's been the effect of that?
Well, the city's very quiet. Certainly all of the Thai workforce, seemingly, if they're not involved in the flood protection effort, are probably protecting their own homes. Many expats have left the city, gone to places like Pattaya and Hua Hin to get away from the risk of flooding. And certainly we are hearing reports about tourist numbers being reduced.
We've heard about panic buying. What kind of shortages are occurring in the city?
Bottled water is by far the most difficult thing to get. The Chinese government has actually flown in a number of large-scale water purification units, so the government is hopeful that that might help to alleviate that shortage. But many shops have no bottled water. Some shops, for example, have only very expensive imported bottled water that people don't want to buy but now have no choice but to buy it. But also things like canned food, dried noodles, torches, silicon for closing up doorways and windows, masking tape, all those sorts of things are sold out.
And they're talking about 2 to 4 weeks before the floodwaters subside. Clearly the worst is still ahead for the city.
Well, certainly if it comes through the inner city area proper, yes, the worst is still ahead. I think there's still some hope that parts of the city will escape extensive flooding, so perhaps might see 10 to 20 centimetres of flooding. The riverside areas, though, are clearly higher risk and may see higher flooding, which will have a much bigger impact, create more damage and take longer to clean up. The outer areas of the city, some areas are already absolutely devastated and under almost 2 metres of water. And then on top of that, you have a couple of major provincial cities to the north that are still under metres of water, and that water will only very slowly subside.
With the government focus on Bangkok, the disaster still unfolding in those outlying regions is largely being overlooked. The Thai Red Cross Society is providing critical relief. Sawanit Kongsiri is the Society's Assistant Secretary General for External Relations. He's also the former Deputy Foreign Minister.
There are around 32 provinces affected by floods. Not only provinces to the north of Bangkok, but there are provinces in the eastern part and in the southern parts which are also being affected by floods.
What kind of relief is being offered?
Mostly food and daily necessities, and also ready-to-eat meals and hot-cooked meals. We have mobile kitchens. And we also, the Thai Red Cross has 2 hospitals. So we sent medical teams with nurses and pharmacists to provide health checks and health care to, we concentrate mostly on the vulnerable, the older people, the elderly and the children.
And what are the conditions like on the ground? Is it difficult to get access to some of these areas to provide
that
relief?
very difficult. We have to use what we call flat-bottom boats so that we can get our teams out and our medical teams out.
And what feedback are you getting from those people on the ground about how people are coping?
Most of the people are used to floods because it's a yearly seasonal occurrence. But this time, it's much higher and much longer.
And so how is Red Cross preparing now for greater inundation in Bangkok?
That we leave to the government. We don't have the facilities like big trucks which can go through the water. We supplement what they do, but it's better for us to work in the outlying areas because they're a little bit neglected now because the floods are partially past them, but not totally past them. And they still need help.
And I imagine that those people living in those areas don't have the kind of resources they need to manage this?
Exactly, because a lot of the industrial zones where employment is provided have been flooded and they've closed up. And there are a lot of unemployment now because people just don't have a job because of the floods. And the rice fields are all flooded, so no harvesting, because usually now it's towards the harvesting season. So figures are saying that around 15 to 20% of our annual rice crop will be cut off.
How long do you think that this crisis will last for those parts?
For relief work, for at least another month. And then, of course, we will have to do the reconstruction as well and to do the psychological work and to do the health follow-up because of disease is coming off the floods. And also providing food supplies as well. Obviously, roads will be still impassable, and then the floods have gone, boats can't go through, so you need special transportation to get food and to these areas and to help in the reconstruction.
So the horrendous and the worst still to come. That's Sowanit Kongsiri from the Thai Red Cross Society, ending that report from Cathy Van Exstel. It's 11 minutes to 7.